Talking real estate for Calypso Bay, waterfront land for only $425,000. Visit calypsobay.com.au. In studio with Steve Vick. Steve is the Managing Director of Nexus Private Wealth Management. Steve, I said before the break there, we'll have a quick talk about self-managed super funds. There's been a lot of discussion about this, let's quickly talk about whether or not it is a good haven for you to put property into.
Well, I think the first thing to acknowledge is, you know, whether it's appropriate or not for people is, again, it's that answer for everything. It depends. It isn't appropriate for everyone, but if you are in the property market, if you're a property investor, then I think that you need to really have a look. You need to investigate whether it's appropriate for you, because it's probably one of the most tax-effective investment strategies currently available to everyday Australians.
Okay, so what are some of the pitfalls? I mean, it's not easy to put a property into a self-managed super fund. It's certainly easier than it was maybe 10 years ago, but it's still not easy, is it?
No, I think there's a lot of ducks that you need to get in a row. Yeah. And my opinion is that, again, the financial planner needs to really be liaising with the mortgage broker, with the property person, and with the accountant to make sure that these things go ahead correctly. I mean, there's about three to four sets of solicitors involved in the transaction. So you really should be getting some professional advice and understand the rules and all that sort of thing. Not every property is what we call self-managed super fund friendly. Yeah. So there are a few things to watch out for.
Just on that point about not being self-managed super fund friendly, it's hard to say. That's because of its use, isn't it? Like, once you put one in there, there are certain restrictions on how you can use it.
Absolutely. For example, if there's borrowing attached to it, and a lot of people are gearing or negative gearing even inside their super, then you can't improve the property. Mm. So you can't put a renovation on it or improve the value as such of the property. You can't have somebody that you know rent the property from you. There are quite a few rules around it. So understanding the rules and understanding what constitutes a self-managed super fund property is pretty important.
Yeah, very important. And it's amazing. I've actually come across some people who've really fallen foul of this. They've put property into their self-managed super fund and then used it as a holiday home. And I hear about this. Didn't you get any advice on this? Like, you can't do that. Surely somewhere along the line, given that you've got to go through all these hoops and talk to solicitors, you'd think that someone would have said to them, how are you going to use this place? And then said to them, well, you can't do that.
Well, most of the lenders now are actually insisting that people get professional financial advice from a financial planner. And the financial planner will generally, or accountant, will generally have to sign off on the lending, because the banks want to absolve some of their risk and pass it back to somebody who should be giving advice. So it's very difficult for people to actually get the lending without getting professional advice these days anyway.
Yeah, I've got about 30 seconds, but I just want to ask you, have you seen anyone actually fall foul of this and actually be prosecuted because they've used it wrongly?
I haven't seen it personally, but the penalties are severe. Most people would lose up to half of the value of their self-managed super funds if they're in breach.
Yeah, that's staggering stuff. We're going to take a short break now. We'll be back with news and more from Steve Vick. Steve is the Managing Director of Nexus Private Wealth Management. Also in the next half hour, I want to talk to you about housing affordability, but also looking at all of this from a financial planner's perspective, Steve. So we'll come back after the news and we'll talk about that.
Great, thanks, Ken.
27 past 7, 4BC. We are talking real estate.